15-year-old Colton Terstig grew up down the street from the West Glacier Trail.
This is where I hiked most of my life.
When he was an infant, his father walked the trail, carrying him on his back. As Terstig got older, he'd hike the trail about a dozen times a year. Then, about 2 years ago, his family adopted a blue heeler.
Ever since I got Buddy, I'm pretty sure I've gone almost every day. So, whether it's biking or hiking.
Terstig is in the process of making his favorite trail safer and more educational. He's been a Boy Scout since he was six. For his Eagle Scout project, Terstig is organizing and plotting a series of 15 signs. Each
will say Glacier was here in this date, and it'll be a big reflective sign. And we're hoping to put a barcode on it so that if you have your phone, you can scan it and you'll be able to see a picture of where the glacier was.
The signs could serve another purpose as well. Terstig hopes it'll cut down on the search and rescue efforts that take place in the area. The West Glacier Trail is maintained by the U.S. Forest Service, but many people hike off the main trail to access the Mendenhall Glacier. They often end up on a rocky peninsula.
A lot of the terrain looks very similar, so it's easy to kind of get disoriented.
Rich Etheridge is chief of Capital City Fire Rescue. He says the city department is one of about a half dozen agencies that respond to emergencies in that area.
It's one of our most frequent spots for search and rescues in Juneau.
Etheridge says visitors to Juneau and locals go unprepared for the weather or the rough terrain, which can be very slippery and poorly defined. People get lost and injured. Etheridge has seen everything from an ankle sprain to a skull fracture. Rescue crews have airlifted, boated, and walked hikers out of the area.
We've had rescue crews where they've had to spend the night on the trail with a victim, and it's not pleasant for anybody.
He thinks Terstig's sign project will help.
I think it'll speed up the time for locating victims, and hopefully it'll also make people a little bit more aware of their surroundings. Yes, the Mendenhall Glacier's in our backyards, but it is still the wilds of Alaska.
Terstig has been organizing the project all summer and has gotten a lot of help from community members. On Friday, he and his parents hiked close to the face of the glacier. They piled up a bunch of large rocks in four different spots where signs will be planted. That leaves 11 more trail markers to be built. Terstig says the signs will come later. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.